from Storyflow, Health and Longevity. Iris on Health and Longevity. June 14th. I'm starting with the piece on drinking and identity. It's not a new trial or meta-analysis, just a commentary that pulls together everyday observations, especially from people who mask neurodifferences like ADHD or autism. The author suggests that the self you tap into when you're tipsy is really a coping layer you keep on all day, and that the fatigue you feel is the cost of constantly editing yourself. It's a thoughtful lens, but it's anecdotal, so keep it as a perspective rather than hard evidence. Next up is a simple kitchen tip, a 5-ingredient tomato bread spread that the writer swears by. No study here, just a recipe that leans on the idea that fewer high-quality ingredients can be more satisfying than a complex dish. The key is using a grater plate to turn ripe tomatoes and garlic into a smooth pulp that soaks into toasted sourdough. If you like rustic quick meals, it's worth a try, no fancy equipment required. The James Beard Awards are a straightforward list of the 2024 winners across categories, from a Korean drinks cookbook to a Japanese pickling guide. It's a factual roundup, not an analysis, so you can file it away as a reference if you're tracking culinary trends or looking for new titles to explore. Then there's the insurance clawback story. It's a descriptive account of how some health plans retroactively reclaim payments after a claim has been approved, sometimes years later. The writer shares a few real-world examples from their practice, but there's no systematic data, just personal experience. It highlights a structural issue that can leave patients and doctors scrambling for money, so it's useful as a cautionary tale rather than a research finding. Finally, the retirement piece asks whether you're truly ready for life after work. It's based on interviews with many people who had solid finances but still hit a retirement wall when the daily rhythm vanished. The author points out the adjustment phase, social loss, purpose gaps, and the need to recraft identity beyond a job title. It's an observational insight, not a clinical